Thousands of exotic plants and animals have been introduced into the British Isles over thousands of years. These newcomers compete with native species for resources and can also cause major changes in the wildlife and in the habitats of our countryside. The problem is not just British, of course, but global, and it has been going on for centuries. One good example of this I'd like to mention today is the European starling. The starling to us in the UK is a fairly ordinary little bird, about 12 inches long. In flight, it appears to be black or grey with tiny white spots. So it's a very ordinary looking, almost dirty looking bird. It nests in trees and buildings and can be found in the country and in towns. It travels in large flocks, leaving the nests in the morning and returning in the early evening. It feeds on insects and fruit. Its native range includes the British Isles and Finland, but it is also found in most of Europe and parts of Asia and Africa. In the British Isles and Finland, however, it has suffered a huge decline, and in these countries there is an effort to conserve the species. It is a different story in some of the places where it has been introduced. For example, the population in the USA is estimated at 170 million birds. Also, they are becoming a big problem in Australia and New Zealand. Starlings, as I have said, nest in trees, and it has been found that they are more aggressive than native species, native that is to Australia and New Zealand, when they are looking for nesting places. They therefore compete with native species for nests, and also they drive those species away from nests. So, this nest-building activity causes harm to native species, but also they are a nuisance to humans. They gather in large flocks of thousands of birds and feed together on commercial crops. This causes great financial damage to farmers. And they also make a mess, both in the town and the countryside. There is also the problem that starlings may carry diseases which affect both humans and other animals, although this has not been really confirmed and we are waiting for more work to be done on this. The question arises, what are we to do about foreign species which not only do damage to native species, but interfere with human activity? We have three approaches in theory, but usually it is not a free choice between them. Usually we have to do the best we can and that money will allow. The best approach, of course, is prevention, and many countries have passed legislation which attempts to limit or prevent the arrival of non-native species in their countries. In particular, there are many international regulations on how and where ships may pick up and deposit water, and this is a major contribution to preventing the accidental transport of fish and organisms by ship, since accidental transport by ship is a frequent cause of fish and other creatures going from place to place. Ports also have special areas where water can be deposited, and many of them have treatment facilities to kill any foreign species that may establish themselves in their waters. For fish and organisms that live in water, these international regulations are useful, but obviously not all species can be dealt with in this way. Sometimes it is simply too late for prevention. Then we have to consider eradication or management. By management, I mean that we have to decide how best to live with the new creatures and how to keep their numbers down. However, this becomes not only a scientific question, it can be a matter of choice what population level of an invasive species we want to maintain. This choice involves costs. There is the cost of living with the species, and there is the cost of managing the species over time. And species management is usually a long-term business without any foreseeable end. However, there is not just the economic aspect to this question. We can also consider the ethical point. How should we treat animals which we have, sometimes deliberately, introduced into the environment? Is it permissible just to exterminate a number of them convenient to ourselves? The most important decision has to be made in the political forum, whatever considerations go into the making of that decision. These questions are relevant also to the approach of eradication, which is another option, but which does not have an encouraging history. Many attempts have been made to eradicate introduced species.